Blog to Speech by Terence Eden. I've noticed an interesting trend on some of the blogs I follow. More of them, though by no means the majority, are including audio versions of the content. They usually look something like this. Screenshot of a blog post. The header says press play to listen to this article. Or a blog post with an embedded audio widget. The ones which have this are mostly using commercial text-to-speech, TTS, engines. Although a few of the, perhaps wealthier, bloggers have hired people to record audio versions of their newsletters. Screenshot of a blog post saying that the audio version has been recorded by George Hahn. I find this curious. I don't think it is bad or wrong or unbloggerly. Just a bit odd. I'm from the generation who hated phone calls and ruthlessly mocked voicemail. And now I see the youth leaving each other voice notes and I feel bemused. Reading is faster than listening. For me, at least. But reading requires focus. It's hard to cook dinner while reading text. But it's pretty easy to do most things while a podcast prattles on in the background. Obviously, people with visual impairments use TTS systems. And they often have those tools built into their computer or browser. But most people with adequate sight don't know how to use their machine's accessibility capabilities. So perhaps having an easily findable MP3 of the article is sensible. I often edit old blog posts. Sometimes to merely change a typo, other times to cover up evidence of my muddled thinking. In the land of traditional audio, that's a problem. It's tricky to re-record something and edit it together seamlessly. But with TTS, it is the work of seconds. Anyway, that's a long rambly way of saying that I'm experimenting with adding an audio version of my posts. If people like it, I'll start adding it to all of them, and backfilling the old posts. If you think this is a good idea, or a terrible waste of time, be a sweetheart and drop a comment in the box, yeah?